Who is in love? It's not about other people. It's about your own life force. And filling your life force with divine presence, with love. And this is a choice, moment by moment, day by day. Choosing love, choosing to be in love, is love of life force. Being the light, being the divine presence, is your choice.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The group that is here stands on a windy beach. I'm going to ask all of them to look upon the surf, the beach, and reflect. This is called channeling. My partner steps away, and for a moment, as pure as it can be, the consciousness of the other side of the veil flows in to love humanity, to give you messages of love, appreciation, benevolence, instructions that will help for the future. That's the entire reason for channeling. The elements here all coordinate in that, for they are here for you. You walk upon the earth, you are part of the earth, but the earth supports a plan that is here that is more than you think. I want you to reflect for a moment the history that is here. Ireland is not like Egypt. It does not have the kind of history that we would talk about if we stood there as we have. It has another kind of history. Some of you, perhaps, on your tours here, I speak of those who are among you, me. Some of you, perhaps, have seen the little houses that are overgrown with the bushes and the trees and are falling apart, and it's odd to have them unkempt, standing next to perhaps mansions or factories, and you see them all over Ireland. They're called famine houses. They are the untouched honor of those who died in the famine. Entire families would perish, the children, the adults, the relatives. And in honor of that, they remain untouched. It's an honoring of what took place. It's the love from human to human. There are these kinds of things in each one of you, dear ones. There's the untouched honor of perhaps what has happened in your Akash and who you are. Well, what brings you here, perhaps, to Ireland? There is that kind of history in you. As you reflect on who you are today, do you think perhaps there are these kinds of things that you had happen in the past lives? We know what you bring here to this life. We know of the suffering that some of you have gone through, of the disappointments. But beyond that, is it possible in the history of your lives that you have indeed had the same kinds of things happen to you that has happened in the famine houses? And I'll tell you what the answer is, old soul. Yes, over and over. And so now you stand in reflection and in love, perhaps of who you are, to come to this point where you have full realization of you, your past, and perhaps even an extension of your future now that you know these things. This message is about you and the future, even though it is reflective of the past. I want to ask you, what's next? you could project what is next for you, based upon who you are and what you've experienced, what would you project? I want to encourage you to project that which is benevolent and good, which suits your magnificence and that of the planet. So you can begin working together for the first time in ways you've never done before. The elements speak. The channeling is over. And so it is.